Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Revive us again. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Revive us again. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, it is in Jesus' name that we come on this morning with a grateful heart and an attitude of gratitude. Lord, we just want to say thank you for loving up on us, Father. Loving us beyond our faults, loving us in spite of ourselves, loving on us, granting unto us eternal life by faith. Father God, we just bless you for your spirit living on the inside. We just want to say thank you for Jesus Christ, our chief intercessor. We just want to bless you, Father God, that you are our Father. And we say thank you for this new day, a day that we have never seen, never known, and will never see or know again. Thank you, Father. Help us not to squander today, but help us to make the best of this day, Father, as we lean not to our own understanding, but acknowledge you in all of our ways. Thank you for the Life Word Jesus King Ministries, Father, and we commit this service into your hands, that you and you alone will be glorified. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, Father, as you taught your disciples to say, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, both now and forever. And our soul says, amen, amen. And amen. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Top of the morning to you, and welcome to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, Mentoring Kingdom Leadership, where Jesus Christ is the Lord. TGIF, today God is first. We come seeking first his kingdom and all of his righteousness, and all these other things shall be, will be added unto us. Amen. I am Dr. Alfreda Bradford. I am your host and your kingdom coach on this morning. We want to welcome, amen, all of our first-time listeners across the globe. Some of you listening in on live. Some of you listening via the internet. Some of you listening on replay. Amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome. You have indeed come to the right place at the right time. Jesus Christ is here. Jesus Christ is Lord. Enjoy the services on today. Enjoy your breakfast. You are about to be served a hot meal. Amen. Right out of God's kitchen. Amen. Glory be to God. And man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. So have a seat at the breakfast table. And please let this not be the last time. Amen. Come on back. We meet on this platform 7 days a week. Amen. Monday through Saturdays at this hour, and then Sundays at 12. Amen. And so we want to thank God for you. We pray that everybody had a lovely, lovely, lovely weekend. Oh, my God. It was a fun weekend, a power-packed weekend. Amen. Hallelujah. I recorded three. I had to preach three times on yesterday. But guess what? It wasn't me. Amen. Hallelujah. It was God in me. Amen. So that's what makes it easy. Amen. When you enjoy what the Lord has called you to do, amen. Hallelujah. That makes the difference. Amen. Hallelujah. And it makes it easy. Amen. Because his yoke is easy. Because you don't have to struggle for it. All you have to do is make yourself available. Amen. So we don't know what you did this weekend. Amen. But whatever you did, we pray that Jesus was on your mind. Amen. So this morning at 5 o'clock, we was on Facebook Live. Amen. For 30 minutes of prayer. And because I told the Lord yes, when God uploaded his instructions to me on yesterday, told me the guy had to go a little bit deeper. Oh, my God. I had to go a little bit deeper, and I had to do things a little bit different. I had to tweak it a little bit. I was trying to get on Facebook all the time, but the Lord said I couldn't hold my stance because I had to tweak. I was in the right zone, but I hadn't aced it. Glory be to God. But I got it now. Amen. And so I'm up anyway. Amen. The hours of 3 to 6, that's my hours of prayer as an intercessor. I'm already up. Amen. Glory be to God. So, amen. He has anointed me. So this way I get a chance to pray before I pray. Amen. Not just jump out of bed and amen and get dressed. Amen. Then he told me what to wear. Amen. He told me I've got to come in white. He told me I got to cover my head. God is awesome. I know I'm covered, but he told me to cover my head. And he told me to come in white. So I got to get me some more white outfits. And I got to wear the same white outfit every time I come. Amen. Glory be to God. That's the Lord told me how to dress. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Why? Because he said, I'm your covering here. You ain't got to worry about the witches and the warlocks. Ah! You ain't got to worry about those coming. Oh, you don't have to worry about Satan and his demons. Amen. Coming against you. Amen. He said, because cover your head. I got you covered. Amen. Glory to God. So we was there this morning faithfully. And Lord's willing, we'll be there every morning, 6 days a week. Amen. Since God gave me Sundays, amen, off. And I got Sundays to relax in the morning. That's my day. Amen. But until the Lord do something otherwise, I guess when we're in our church building, amen, then that'll change. It don't make no difference. Amen. This is what we do. Amen. So make market calendars if you want to start your day in prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. With us for 30 minutes every morning at 5 o'clock on Facebook Live. Amen. Today we prayed on physical healing. Amen. Tomorrow our target prayer is going to be mental healing. Amen. And so whatever the Lord gives us, amen, let us know what your prayer requests are. Email us. Amen. Glory be to God. Talk to us. Amen. Hallelujah. And to God be praise, glory, and honor. All right, all right. It's a new day. It's a new week. It's a new season. And we want to thank God. Amen. Hallelujah. For the opportunity to serve in his kingdom. Father God, we bless you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our redeemer. Amen, amen, amen. I want to turn your attention this morning to the book of Hebrews, chapter number 10. And I'm just going to read a couple verses, amen, because, you know, I love the word of God. I want to read a couple verses because sometimes the truth of the matter is the only word we get in is what we hear other people say, amen, because we know that some of us are really not spending time in God's word the way we need to be, see, we know we're not, see, and so the only word we get is what we hear somebody else say. Faith comes by hearing, amen, but he didn't say who has to be speaking. This is why when I read the word of God and in my study time, I read aloud, see, because faith comes by hearing. Amen. So I hear myself. I'm not waiting for the bishop. God bless the bishop. I ain't waiting for the bishop. I ain't putting my head on no chopping block for nobody, amen, including the bishop, amen, apostle, anybody else. All right. Let us begin reading a few verses in verse number 26. And it reads like this. For if we sin willfully after we have received the knowledge of the truth, there no longer remains a sacrifice for sins, but a certain fearful expectation of judgment. Wow, we're going to have to come back and preach on that line. Let us continue reading. And fiery indignation, which will devour the adversaries. Anyone who has rejected Moses' law dies without mercy on the testimony of two or three witnesses. Of how much worse punishment do you suppose will he be thought worthy who has trampled the Son of God underfoot, counted the blood of the covenant by which he was sanctified a common thing, and insulted the Spirit of grace? For we know him who said, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. And again, the Lord will judge his people. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Verse number 2 reads like this. For yet a little while, and he who is coming will come and will not tarry. Verse number And verse number 38 says, the just shall live by faith, but if anyone draws back, my soul has no pleasure in him. But we are not of those who draw back to perdition, but of those who believe to the saving of the soul. Amen. And this is the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. And we will come back, amen, and get a little bit more in detail on that particular, amen, portion of scripture. Amen. Today, I want to talk to you, amen, about a standing. Amen. Today, I want to talk to you, amen, and encourage you that you were built to last. Amen. In our scripture this morning, amen, we read in verse number 33, and it reads, partly, while ye were made a gazing stock, both by reproaches and afflictions, and partly, while ye became companions to them that were so used. Amen. Beloved, you were built to last. Have you ever, amen, taken a stand of faith, amen, stood up, amen, and shared your testimony or shared with family and friends, amen, and what you knew to be right and not being ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ and, you know, standing up for your faith and you were saved and, you know, you believe God and, you know, God is able, glory be to God. And after you got finished, beloved, amen, and as your family made a joke out of you, glory be to God, even sometimes in church, glory be to God, people make fun of you because of your testimony, because of your faith, because of what you're believing God in, amen, because of your witnessing, glory be to God, hallelujah. When people heard what you believed that God told you, sometimes you will share with your family, God told me this, and God told me to do that, and I know what God told me. Glory be to God. And they'll laugh at you. they laugh. Glory be to God, huh? Did that ever happen to anybody? Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah, God always saying something to them, and I don't believe God. So do you believe what they just said? Glory be to God. Did they find the dream that God gave you to be one of the most amusing things that they have ever heard? We talked about dreams on yesterday in our series about vision, amen, and how God had put his dream in you, glory be to God, and vision in you, and then you share it with folks, and then they want to sit there and laugh, you know? Don't believe, it's like, remember Joseph? Joseph shared his dream with his brothers. Let me tell you something. They didn't believe him. Then they got nervous. I don't know why they got envious if they didn't believe him. They just left him alone. See? But Evan did believe him. They got envious and then threw the boy in a pit. They really intended to kill him. If it wasn't for the oldest brother, Benjamin, Joseph would have been dead. But let me tell you, God always have a ram in the bush. See? But what did Joseph do? All Joseph did was share his dream, huh? And people hate you for your dreams. They laugh at you for your dreams. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. They want to make a joke about it at your expense. You know, talk about it. You know, at family gatherings, at the barbecue picnics, amen, on Facebook. Glory, laughing at you. Glory be to God. Because all you did was share your dream. All you did was share what was on your heart, what you want to do for God, what God is telling you to do. See? Now, beloved, amen, when this happens, amen, and we sure, amen, it has happened to most of us, amen, amen, because of those who live for Christ, amen, will suffer, amen. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers us out of them all. Now, we will find that the response to them and this type of thing, beloved, is very hurtful. You have to admit. Now, we try to shake it off. I don't care what they say. They can say what they want to say. I'm going to do what God tells me to do. And thank God for you. And we want you to keep that stance. But we got to admit now, it's very hurtful when they're making jokes, amen, of you and your relationship with God, amen, where you are, what you're trying to develop, where you're trying to go, how you're trying to stand. Instead of supporting you, glory be to God, they want to, amen, humiliate you. But, and then sometimes, amen, amen, we're able to shove it off and keep marching forward with the orders that Jesus gave us, which is really the will of God. Amen. Sometimes that take a little practice. Amen. Sometimes we allow family and friends to draw us back for a second. Well, because we're trying to make them happy. That's why the Bible tells us, amen, unless a man forsake mother, father, sister, brother, okay, for my sake, he cannot be my disciple. Why? Because he know you love your family. Amen. But beloved, and so now when it comes to these type of situations, who do you choose? Most people choose their family and friends and their loved ones above what God has called them to do. See, but when you get to the point, amen, glory be to God, and you say enough is enough, amen, and God is first, hallelujah, and God is going to remain first, so shall it be, amen. So when in our lesson this morning here, when the writer of Hebrews wrote this letter, the Jewish believers to whom he was writing had been walking by faith for many years. They hadn't just started yesterday. And he reminded them of how people first responded when they started their walk of faith. And so this is why he says in our scripture here, he says, partly while ye were made a gazing stock, both by reproaches and afflictions, and partly while ye became companions of them that were so used. He said, you became a gazing stock. Glory be to God. When we look at that word and the definition of that word gazing stocks, it comes from where we get the word theater. That word gazing stock means to observe, to watch, to study, to scrutinize, or to bring upon the stage for all to see. You're at the theater. Okay, you're eating your popcorn, you're drinking your Coke, you're eating your peanuts, you're at the theater, okay? You're there to see. This word gazing stock, beloved, is a picture of spectators taking their seats in the theater to watch how the play goes all the way through. They want to see act one, act two, act three, act four. They ain't leaving until it's over. However, if we look at this word, beloved, in the context of our verse this morning, we can see that this audience isn't watching to see how good the show is. This audience is watching in order to catch the players making a mistake, watching you, watching you, watching when you think they ain't watching, listening when you think they're not listening, want to see where you gonna mess up, see? Because you got all this testimony, you got all this praise, you got all this, and what God told you, and what you want to do, and this and that and that and that. They said, okay, gazing stock. Now you'll be made a gazing stock. Your life is under spectacle. Oh, baby, they done pulled out the binoculars and the bifocals. You, glory be to God. You know how you can take them bifocals and put it up on an ant? And that end is magnified about 100 times. Oh, yeah, baby. You under the scope. This crowd here, because you have made a gazing stop, this crowd is on the edge of their seats anticipating the first time that one of the actors will make a mistake or one of the actors will forget a line. Why? Not so they can pray for them. They don't even know how to get a prayer through. They waiting for you to make a mistake, forget one of your lines so they can laugh at you. You've been made a gazing stock. So they can laugh at you, so they can scorn you, ridicule you, and make fun of you. In fact, beloved, one of the expositors in the Greek Bible, amen, glory be to God, with this word gazing stock, he said it means to bring on to the stage in order to scorn, to scoff at, to shame, to sneer at, and to publicly humiliate. While you were made a gazing stock by reproaches, the scripture says, while you were made a gazing stock by afflictions. Oh, the devil don't play fair. He don't care nothing about your feelings. He don't care nothing. He don't care nothing about your crying. He don't care nothing about that. He don't, that rascal don't play fair. See? That's why we have to be just as adamant. Glory be to God. How do we contend with him? In prayer. Every time he swing at you, go in prayer. Every time he coming for you, swing in prayer. Huh? Oh, boy, my God. Beloved, it's so important that this word was used here, for the Holy Spirit is alerting us to the fact that whether you and I like it or not, when we take a step of faith or a new stand on the word of God, it's almost always, it puts us on center stage. I done made up my mind. I'm going to do what the Lord called me to do. Yup, you're on center stage. Oh, no, I ain't playing no more. Nope. Me and God, you're on center stage. God, what would you have me to do? Okay, God downloads, uploads, get it to you. Okay, God, all right. Okay, God, I say yes to your will. Yes, you're on center stage. You're on center stage, beloved. We may not be known by thousands, but our faith confession or our announced plans will become the dinner conversation among friends, family, associates, and foes. Everybody talking now about you. Everybody talking about you. All Joseph did was share his dream. That's all he did. That's all he did. My God. I was just telling you, even sharing it. I was good. God just gave me a glimpse of my future. Oh, yeah? You think so? Oh, yeah? You really think so? We got something for you. Beloved, when we take this stand, everyone was seen to develop an opinion. Everybody got an opinion now about you and your walk and your destiny. Everybody got an opinion. See? And so now the conversation about you is whether you're overstepping your boundaries now. Overtaking your step of your boundaries by taking on something too big for us. Or whether we will be able to fulfill our dream. Esther Bradford, she on Facebook every morning at 5 o'clock. I think that she overstepping her boundaries because and all them witches and water and who she thinks she is. I think she needs to have a whole a team. She shouldn't be on there by herself. She should have had about maybe 6-7 other people. Glory be to God. I do got 6-7 other people. I got God the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. That's the first three. They my first three partners. And then I got all of you. Glory be there, including all of you that was on the call today. Amen. Holly, all of you, amen, that wasn't on the call, but we're in agreement in the spirit. Glory be to God, no matter what you do. They moving into that big building. I don't know how they're going to pay the mortgage. I don't know why they don't need all that. They ain't got but a handful of people. And I heard they done moved into this big building here. Glory be to God. They just overstepping their boundaries. Oh, boy, it's amazing when you take a step of faith, how everybody got an opinion now. The scripture says here, amen, you become a gazing stock, which means they're in the theater watching you, waiting for you to slip up, waiting for you to fall, waiting for you to make a mistake, waiting for you, anticipating. You were made a gazing stock by reproaches and afflictions. Glory be to the living God. Everybody got an opinion now. Beloved, you'll be amazed at how many of the people you thought would believe in you and the people that would support you. I mean, you was excited. You thought they would be excited because you was excited. You thought they would be with you. You thought they would show up. You thought they would be there. Glory be to God. But instead, they buy a ticket to the show, beloved, with everyone else. And these people, glory be to God, they're coming for the wrong reason. Because the Bible says here that they take a seat in the theater to watch how well you fare with your new grand announcement. Oh, well, are they going to do that? Yeah, let me see. You know, I wonder where they're going to get the money from for that. Yeah. Well, I wonder how they're going to do that. They ain't got the 10 people. Pass me the popcorn. Pass me the popcorn. Let's sit and have a seat in the theater and watch how this going to play out. Isn't that something? Instead of getting in there and working with you, instead of getting in there to see what they can do to promote the kingdom, to see what they can do, amen, to make this a reality, they sitting there waiting for you to fall, waiting for you to lose. Didn't I tell you? Don't let some gossip get out. Don't let some folks fabricate a lie. They don't even investigate to see if it's true. I told you all this holiness stuff and religious. Please pass me the marijuana. Give me a puff. Huh? The devil is a liar and the father of lies. Glory be to God. It's just a fact that there will always be spectators, beloved, as long as there's people on planet Earth who stand by. They don't plan on doing nothing. They don't plan on participating. They just want to stand by and anticipate the moment that they can laugh at you. It ain't coming fast enough, as far as they're concerned. So they can just turn around to their friend, partner in crime, and say, we told you, sir. We told you. The first time you make that first mistake in your walk of faith, and you will make mistakes, beloved, because we are in the process of becoming. We are in the process of learning. It's a learning experience. God gives us the revelation slice by slice, bit by bit. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And as we are faithful in that, then he'll give us more. Glory be to God. Huh? So you're bound to make some mistakes. And instead of them praying for you, amen, they're laughing at you. Why? Because the scripture says here, you have become a gazing stock. Glory be to God. Unfortunately, beloved, many times, this is the sad part. This is the real sad part. Because these spectators are sitting in the theater making a gazing stock of your testimony and your walk of faith. They are not unbelievers. These are believers, so-called brothers and sisters in the faith. Huh? Your leaders, those you thought that would be leading you, supporting you, praying for you. Glory be to God. So-called believers. That's the hurt piece. Now, that's the hurt piece, beloved. That's why you got to keep your eyes on Jesus. I'm going to tell you the truth. That's a hurting piece there. See, because if you don't look at Jesus, it'll cause you not to walk no more. If you don't keep your eyes on Jesus, it'll cause you to turn your back. And consider them, you might say, forget about it. That's what the devil wants to happen. That's why he's making you a gazing stock. He wants you to surrender and give up. Because it hurts when it's a so-called believer. Now, y'all might say it don't hurt, glory be to God, and I don't know about all that. Tell the truth and shame the devil. You might be able to shake it off, but just say, tell the whole truth. It hurt. It did hurt, but I was able to shake it off. Don't act like I just shook it off. Well, why did you shake it off? Well, you shook it off because it hurt, because otherwise there would be nothing to shake off. Glory be to God. So, amen. So when we look at this scripture, beloved, in the Hebrew, this is what it's saying. You were made a theater. You became a spectacle of entertainment on account of your faith. You became the best show in town. Beloved, this scripture here also uses two other very important words that are key for you to understand. He tells us here, glory be to God, he says, partly while ye were made a gazing stock, both by reproaches and afflictions. The word reproach, beloved, glory be to God, refers to insults hurled at you from other people. I mean intentional. And this is precisely what they did to Jesus when Jesus was on the cross. Y'all remember that? The cross literally put Jesus on center stage of the universe. And rather than applauding him for what he was doing for mankind, the people reproached him. In other words, they threw insults at him. They threw slanderous accusations at him instead of applauding him. Beloved, when you take a strong stand, hear me and hear me good, because this is the season that we're coming into. We are coming into a season, beloved, amen, where it's going to require us to take a strong stand of faith. Because only the strong, amen, will survive. With the tribulations that's coming up upon this earth, with the tribulations that's already here and manifesting, the Bible says it's the beginning of sorrows. We are in the end of the end of the age. We are living in the last days. So it's going to require us to take a strong stand of faith, because the weak are going, amen, to not, amen, be counted in. So I want you to hear me this morning. When you take a strong stand of faith, or when the Holy Spirit convicts you about staying true to a principle in God's word, Satan will do everything within his power to coax you to move off that stance of faith. Oh, the boy will romance you. You hear what I'm saying? Oh, he'll razzle and dazzle you. He'll offer you gifts. Amen. Glory be to God. Anything, amen, to get you to back off your stance. Anything to get you to change your mind. Amen. Hallelujah. Not to walk fully with God. Amen. To give God less. To wait till tomorrow, but you can do today. Anything the devil can do. Well, he said, what you like? What you like? Huh? Hallelujah. When somebody's being romance, amen, you know what they like. You know they like flowers. You know they like candy. You know whatever they like. You bringing it home. But that's what Satan will do. He will use family members. Satan will use friends. He will use associates. And he will even use circumstances to hinder the plan of God for your life. The devil will use people you know and love to say things that simply shock you. Where did that come from? This is his attempt to get you to back off of the promise that you have received. But if you are certain that you are doing what God has told you to do, beloved, don't you budge an inch. I come to tell you this morning that you were built to last. No matter how much verbal opposition you encounter, you were built to last. And let me tell you something, because I've been through a season of verbal abuse. Verbal abuse is worse than physical abuse. I come to tell you to stand, and after you've done all the stand, keep on standing. But glory be to God. Hold on, amen, to faith. Be like our brother Job. Let him be your mentor. Glory be to God. Brother Job said, if you slay me, yet will I trust in you. I'm not going nowhere. Sometimes up, sometimes down, sometimes level. To the ground, but I'm not turning back. I'm not turning back. I'm not turning back. Hallelujah. If I live or if I die, I'm not going to change my mind. I got to die anyhow. I might as well die for Jesus. Job said, hell no. Hell to the no-no. No, no, no. Why you say the word hell? Because Jesus preached about hell more than he preached about heaven. You ain't got to believe me. Search it out for yourself. Glory be to the living God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. As I wind down this morning. But Paul says that in addition to the verbal abuse that people may throw at you, beloved, the devil will also try to use afflictions to stop you. Now, this word afflictions, beloved, glory be to God, means a tight squeeze or terrible pressure. And don't nobody like to be squeezed. Oh, God, no. Don't nobody like to be squeezed up. And I'm not talking about no lightweight pressure. I'm talking about terrible pressure. Like, will you please quit? Will you please stop? Will you please give me some relief? Can I get some air? I need to exhale. Huh? Anybody got any terrible pressure? Huh? In your relationships, in your finances, in your health, in your situation? But you know what? Satan is trying to make a gazing stock out of you. He wants you to relinquish your testimony. He wants you to crucify Christ afresh. He wants you to try it his way, try it your way, try it your neighbor's way. Just leave God out of the picture. Oh, that boy will pressure you. He will pressure you, you hear what I'm saying? Guys, how the devil will try to use circumstances and events in life to put you under so much pressure that you eventually break. Ah, what the heck? Whatever. Whatever. I tried. But you got weary and well-doing. I tried. He wants you to throw in the towel. Ah, forget about it. Yeah, whatever. Whatever. He wants you to give up. Never give up, saints. Never give up. Never, 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 never give up. Be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. This word indicates that the devil will try to use everything around you to shut you down when you step out in faith to obey what God has instructed you to do. Soon as you tell the Lord yes, the devil says no. The devil said, I don't think so. He said, I don't think so. Why? Because if you fulfill the will of God, that means, amen, Satan lost. If you fulfill God's will, God's plans, amen, the purpose, amen, that God is giving you, amen, that Satan lost. Satan don't like losing. So he's a sore loser. Oh, boy, a sore loser. Satan doesn't hide in the closet and pop out at night to personally attack us while we're sleeping. And because he is the God of this world, and he is the God of this world with a small g, what he does is he uses the world to do battle with us. I tell you, he don't play fair. In other words, Satan uses people. Most of the time, the ones that's closest to you, because they're the ones that can really get to you. Satan will use events. Satan will use situations. Satan will use circumstances and difficult dilemmas. Why is Satan doing all this? To obstruct us from reaching our goals. As I said yesterday, beloved, life, amen, is chess, not checkers. Oh, yeah, he's making some strategic moves. All what? To hinder you. Because you're on center stage. You're on center stage. Once you tell the Lord yes, you're on center stage. The yes is where we got to be. And we got to be right there in the yes spot. Beloved, regardless of what weapon the enemy uses or how he attempts to combat you and me, we have a faith that overrides, and we have a faith that supersedes any organization, a faith that supersedes any event, a faith that supersedes any circumstance, and a faith that supersedes any difficult dilemma. Greater is he that lives within you than he that lives in the world. Satan will try to employ these things against us, beloved. Amen. Glory be to God. And even though he is the God of this world, we have a weapon so powerful that we can shoot him down every time he shows up uninvited. shoot them down. He was, they've been at the range. Yeah, we've been at the range. In prayer. In prayer. Yep. Shoot them down. Hallelujah. We got our whole armor on. Shoot them down. Hallelujah. He has no authority over Jesus. And you come in Jesus' name. You come clean in the blood. There's power in the blood. There's victory in the blood. There's healing in the blood. There's deliverance in the blood. But let me tell you something. You want to know why Satan tries so hard to stop you? He's scared of you. Satan is scared of you because he knows who you are. A lot of times we don't know who we are in Christ Jesus. We need to know who we are and whose we are. Satan coming up against us is like Satan coming up against Jesus himself. He already lost that battle. The work of the cross cannot be undone. So when you found yourself on center stage in front of people who are watching your walk of faith as if it were the newest show in town, beloved, don't let this situation take you by surprise. Don't let this situation throw you off track from your assignment. What should I do, Pastor? I'm glad you asked. Ignore it. You have to become a professional ig. You got to get in a professional ig. You're a professional ignorer. Ignore it. And if problems emerge as you step out in faith, don't let that shake you either. You shouldn't automatically assume, beloved, that problems are indicators that you are doing something wrong. Most times when we encounter problems, what I'm doing wrong, I must be doing something wrong. No. Not all the time. They may be indicators that you're doing something right. And Satan hates. Ask the Spirit of God to help you to stay on track. Let that be your prayer request today. Father, help me to stay on track. I don't budge an inch, beloved, and refuse to yield and give any territory to the devil. Make no room for the devil. Don't give him a foothold. It's time for you to stay put. It's time for you to ignore the opposition, and it's time for you to hold tight. Why? Because you was built to last. Stand. And after you've done all the stand, keep on standing. Amen? Amen and amen. Father God, help us to keep our eyes and ears fixed on you and not on what we see and hear coming from people and circumstances around us. We believe that your word is true. Therefore, we are standing firm on your promise to us. Regardless of what people say or do, we choose to follow you. Please help us to stay put and to ignore other people's verbal accusations as we hold tightly to your word. In Jesus' name, we thank you. And in Jesus' name, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. This is the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God, and God's word will not return into him void, but it will always accomplish everything that he has sent it forth to do. Amen. In form of announcements, we will be at the altar of prayer today at 12 o'clock and then back at 9 p.m. Amen. Join us. Bring your prayer requests. Amen. Glory be to God, and let us pray. Amen. Tomorrow morning at 5 o'clock, live on Facebook, amen, 30 minutes of prayer, amen, from 5 to 5:30, amen, Monday through Saturdays, amen. Come ready to pray with your prayer petitions. Today we pray for physical healing. Tomorrow we are praying for mental healing, amen. For you, for family, for friends, amen, whoever, la-di-da-di, everybody. Amen. And the Spirit of the Lord is there. As he has anointed us to set the captives free. He has anointed us, amen, to open the prison doors, loose the chains, loose the shackles. Amen. This is the hour. God is calling this ministry to a higher elevation. Amen. For us to go on Facebook like this, amen. We are, oh, we on center stage. We on center stage, amen, because we're hiding behind the radio. We're not hiding behind the radio because we have a global audience on the radio. But we have a larger audience on Facebook, amen, because people like to see people. People like to see faces, amen, hallelujah. And so, beloved, it's a greater work, and we are anointed at this hour to do it, amen. We are the people, amen. We are the church inside the church. Those of you that I'm talking to today, we are the remnant in this last hour, amen, and you have been handpicked by God, amen. So we blessed be the name of the Lord. That's it. Next Wednesday and Thursday is the prayer summit. Wednesday night at 7:30, Thursday night with Pastor Housie, amen. Wednesday night we are praying for healing. Thursday night, family and finances. We will be on Zoom the same as we were, amen, last month. And we bless the Lord. All right. Our Bishop Lawrence Williams celebrating his 11th church anniversary. Amen. Glory be to God this weekend. The tickets are $50. The banquet is Saturday. Amen. And the service is Sunday. Amen. There's still time to grab a ticket if you desire to participate. And I believe the services start at 3:00. I'm not quite sure. Amen. 1980 Church Lane. Amen. To God be praise, glory, and honor. All right. That's it for today. Amen. Hallelujah. At 7:00. Amen. We'll be on all the media live street TVs. Amen. And Google TV, Roku TV, Amazon TV. Amen. Just go on. Amen. Or just under the ICN network banner. Amen. Hallelujah. Most of you have the link. Amen. If you don't, go to my webpage. It's right there. You don't have to download anything. Just hit click. Amen. And you can watch our global broadcast. Amen. It takes place Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. and 8 p.m. Amen. And to God be praise and all the glory. All right. Stand. Stand. God, thank you for fortifying your people, Father, for any assault, present or future. Fortify us, Father. Put a garrison around us. Help us not to be affected, Father God, by the lies and the insults that people will throw at us only because we're standing for you. We haven't done anything, Father, other than testify. We haven't done anything but witness. We haven't done anything but love. We haven't done anything but serve. We haven't done anything but give. But they want to make a gazing stock out of us. But Father God, you already forewarned us. Already showed us how to win. Fortify us to ignore them the same way Jesus ignored them, Father, when his hour came. Help us, Father, to not even hear it, to not even see it, and to keep walking in destiny, Father, in Jesus' name. And we say thank you. Help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today, Father God. We cancel bad news, tears, and sorrow. We cancel premature death. We cancel accidents, incidents, and calamities. And we thank you, Father God, for the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich and add no sorrow to it. No plague will come nigh our dwelling. We plead the blood of Jesus. We cancel, make a U-turn. We send it back to the sender. In Jesus' name, glory be to God. Father God, as the bishop, amen, the pastor shared with me last week, he said, God, you told us to pray for our enemies, but you didn't tell us what to pray. Oh, my Rabbi. You told us to pray for our enemies, but you didn't tell us what to pray. Father God, send it back to the sender. Be a friend to our friend and be an enemy to our enemies. And we say thank you, covering over our lives. Now unto him who's able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power both now and forever. Amen. Hallelujah. And the Lord bless you and keep you and make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. And the Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. Amen. Hallelujah. Did I bind every spirit of retaliation? Let me bind it again. I bind it a second time. One for the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. We bind every spirit of retaliation. Those scheduled to be on center stage, those scheduled to be made a gazing stock for their faith, we cancel the devil's assignment now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ is the King of Kings. And Jesus Christ is the Lord of Lords. Amen. Amen. And amen. Love you. Amen. Thank you for allowing me to serve you this morning. Meet you at the altar prayer, Lord's willing. If not, we'll meet you at the 5 o'clock prayer tomorrow morning on Facebook. If not, we'll meet you back here at 6 o'clock. Amen. We're going to meet you somewhere. Amen. If we don't meet you on this side, we'll meet you on the other side. But we're going to meet you. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. Amen. Have a good day. And amen. And amen.
Seems like you can't make it through. high as you've come through the rain.